Mary to Italy. And he and his wife Joanna, Mrs. Liggett, were speaking to us yesterday. And let me just make sure I haven't monkeyed this up, because there's a strong possibility. No, we're still going. I'm pushing buttons and everything on here. I got to be real careful. All right. Good. So Brother Liggett is going to come up here. Mr. Liggett's going to come up here and talk to you, my young friends, 4th, 5th, and 6th grade, right? And I'm so happy that you're here to meet one of my friends. He's been planning on being here with you for almost 2 years. He and I started speaking on May of 2010, and they were not even starting to raise money to go to the mission field as of yet. What were you doing then? I cannot remember.
I was serving as associate pastor.
He was associate pastor. He was doing then sort of what I'm doing now here at this church, and now they are raising support to go to Italy. And praise the Lord for that. They're staying with the Torbersons this week. And so they're getting a chance to stay with some teachers and people that work here and go to church at our church. So I wish that you would give your undivided attention, just like you would a pastor in his church or one of your teachers, because this man loves you and wants to affect you for Jesus today. Thank you, Mr. Liggett.
All right, well, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that was cool. Even said the name. Let's try it one more time, a little bit more enthusiasm, all right? Because we've got to get excited this morning. It's awesome, right? We're going to talk about missions. This is cool, right? All right, so good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Liggett.
That was awesome. Do you know where I am a missionary to?
Italy.
What do you know about Italy?
I don't know.
What do you know? You know a lot about Italy. Give me one thing. It snows there in the winter like a whole bunch. It does in places. What do you know? They have good pizza. They have the best pizza. It's shaped like a boot. Awesome. And for those of you soccer fans, since it's shaped like a boot, there's something. What else? There's an island called Sicily. It's like a soccer ball, and they like soccer there, so it's pretty cool. So every time you think of soccer or play soccer, you can remember Italy and pray for Italy. Now, who missed your pizza? Pizza. What do you guys like on your pizza? Cheese, pepperoni. I like pepperoni. Now let me tell you a story. Italy, the first time I went, I was like, they're gonna have the best pizza in the world, because this is where pizza comes from. Pizza comes from Italy. So I went and I sat down to order, and they said, what kind of pizza do you want? And I said, oh man, this is gonna be amazing. And I said, I love pepperoni. Pepperoni in Italy on pizza, this is gonna change my world. Do you think I got pepperoni?
No.
What did I get?
Sausage.
Peppers. Does anybody like green peppers? Oh,
I don't.
I got a pizza with a whole bunch of green peppers on it, because pepperoni in Italian stands for little peppers. So I had to learn that way. What else do you know about Italy?
I was going to ask you a question.
You were going to ask a question, yes, sir.
Does pepper stand for pepperoni?
Pepper stands for pepperoni, yes. If you say pepperoni there, you mean peppers. Green peppers.
Peppers there is pepperoni.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's obviously has good
spaghetti. They have good spaghetti. What do we put on our spaghetti?
Meatballs.
Parmesan cheese. Do you think that's what they put on their spaghetti?
No.
No. What is Italy surrounded by?
Water.
What's in water?
Salt.
And I love that answer. I get that answer more than fish. Yes, salt is in water. Fish are in water. So if you're surrounded by a lot of water and you have a lot of fish, who likes octopus? Or squid? Well, they put that on their spaghetti. They don't usually use the red sauce in southern Italy of Sicily, the island we talked about. That's where they can do that. They do that. Now, I'm going to teach you a song, okay? Because I want you to remember Italy. Can we learn a song real quick? Is that all right?
Sure.
Now, I sing really horribly, and this is being recorded, so this is bad. But does anybody know the song B-I-N-G-O?
No.
B-I-N-G-O.
Oh, I know.
You know that song?
Yeah.
All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to sing that song. Listen up. We're going to sing that song, but we're going to use Italy. So it's going to go, there was a country shaped like a boot. And Italy is its name, O I-T-A-L-Y, I-T-A-L-Y. I-T-A-L-Y and Italy is its name, O. Okay? That way it gets stuck in your head. Because I want you guys, for the rest of the day and the rest of this week, singing the song so we remember Italy and to pray for Italy, okay? Is that good? Can we do that? All right, on the count of three, we're going to sing. I need your help because I'm really bad and I don't want people on the internet to hear me sing. So I need you to sing really loud. All right? On the count of three. 3, 2, 1. There is a country shaped like a bird, and it is the
perfect name of I-T-A-L-Y,
and it is
the name of.
Awesome. Even though some of you didn't sing, that's okay. I forgive you. I still hope it gets stuck in your head and you remember Italy. All right, now who has a brother or sister?
I have a brother. I have both.
All right, most families, if you were born in Italy, you know you probably would not have a brother or sister. Because most families in Italy, they only have, if they have a child, they only have one.
Why?
That's just what they do. Nothing happens to others. They just have one. Because usually the parents get married really late, so when they're older, and they have one kid and that's it. And then, so that most families, so if you like your brother or sister,
don't
like your brother or sister, well then you can move to Italy.
Yes.
All right, was anybody in church last night? All right. Does anybody remember how many cities I said were in Italy? How many cities were in Italy?
10.
You forgot. Anybody remember?
No.
33,000. Nice memory. There's 33,000 cities, towns, and villages in Italy. That's a lot of cities, right? Do you remember how many I said have a place where they can go to hear the gospel preached? 1%? That's how many would say their faith. How many cities? Do you remember how many cities?
1,000.
A little over 1,500. So 1,500. Who likes math? Who can do a big math in their head? I need somebody to subtract 33,000 from 1,500. Can anybody do that?
I can.
What is
it? I need to do it on paper. Yeah.
You need to do it on paper. Who can do it in their head?
Me.
Yes, sir.
18,000.
Close. Huh? 17,000. All right. How about I just tell you? Hopefully I can do it in my head. 31,500. 31,500 cities in Italy where people can't go and find a church like Berean that tell them about Jesus and tell them about God. That's a lot of cities, right?
Yes.
So we are trying to recruit 31,500 people to come with us so we can get the gospel to every city in Italy. And we need help. We need, how many people are here? 94, you said? So if, even if all 94 of you said, we're going to come to Italy and go to a city where there's no churches, would that cover all the cities?
No.
Oh, we still need a lot more, right? All right, we're going to look at Jonah. Who knows Jonah? Jonah. Turn to Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1 is where we're going to start. We're going to look at the Word of God this morning. Has anybody seen the Jonah VeggieTales? Oh, my goodness. My daughter is about 2 years old. And we were on the road all the time. So we're driving from church to church all over the country. And some days we're in the car 9, 10, 11 hours. And in the beginning of this, when we first started on the road, the first few months, there's only one movie that I could play that would keep her happy and keep her quiet. Guess which one it was?
Jonah.
Jonah VeggieTales. So I dreamt about Jonah in my sleep. And we watched it again and again and again every single day. It was pretty crazy.
Yes, Revelation.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and let's pray over God's word, and then we'll look at see what he has for us this morning. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you, God, for sending us your son, Lord, that we can be reconciled with you. Lord, we pray for your word this morning, God, that you would use it, Lord, to draw us closer to you, God, that you would use it to change our lives. Lord, that every person in here would be open and attentive to your word, God. We love you so much. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now who is Jonah? Jonah's a prophet. What was Jonah supposed to do? What did God tell Jonah to do?
Go to Nineveh.
Go to Nineveh. In the beginning, did he go right away?
No.
No. What was he going to do?
Go to Tarshish.
Tarshish. All right, look at Jonah chapter 1, starting in verse 4. Jonah decides he's not going to follow God, so he gets in a ship and sails away. Verse 4. But the Lord... Make sure we're listening. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. And so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said, every one to his fellow, Come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. And so they cast lots, and a lot fell upon Jonah. Now, who's been on a boat before?
Me.
All right. Who's been on a really, really, really big boat? All right, I want you to use your imagination right now. And I want you to imagine. You got your imagination hats on?
No.
You're good?
Yeah.
Put it on. All right, now I am standing on a boat. Do you see the boat?
No.
Yep.
Yes. Everybody sees the boat? Now, if I'm standing on a boat, am I standing perfectly still?
No.
What am I doing?
You're blubbering.
Rocking back and forth. Well, my wife and I, once we had the opportunity to go into a really, really big boat. And I get not the Titanic, because that would have been bad. And this boat, I figure, because I get seasick, so I'm like, all right, I can go on this boat, and I'm not going to have any issues. And so we were on this boat. The water was calm. It wasn't no waves or anything like that. And I was standing in line for something, waiting to see something. And as I was standing there, I slowly felt my stomach begin to roll a little bit. And then it rolled a little bit more. And then a little bit more. And then it gets really gross. I'll stop. I lost my lunch. Little chunks of ham and stuff. It was really gross. Oh, that was awesome. Anyway. So I was not on. My boat was a lot better than the boat that Jonah was on, right? And my waves weren't as calm. Were more calm than his. They said that the waves on the ship were crashing against the side of the ship so that the ship was like to be broken. So there's a storm going on, right? So there's lightning and thunder all around. Thunder's usually pretty loud. And it said that all the sailors were running around and they were crying out to whatever God they believe in. So I can imagine that you can see these guys and they're running around like crazy and they're screaming and praying to whatever God they believe in to save themselves. And it said they were running around and they were grabbing all the stuff on the ship to throw it over. And you know how they have those, have you seen the movies where they have the big wooden barrels and stuff like that? And I can just imagine a guy trying to struggle to pick it up and they together he yells at a buddy of his across the way to come over and they throw it over the side. And they have the big heavy ropes too, and I could just imagine the same thing taking place there. In the midst of all of that chaos, what was Jonah doing?
Sleeping like a bear.
He was sleeping. Now, me, I couldn't even imagine it, to be in that situation and asleep. Jonah thought he could run away from God. Can you run away from God?
No.
God is everywhere. God sees everything. God knows everything. Jonah, did Jonah just now put his faith in God? Or had he done it a long time ago? Because he was a prophet, right? Jonah, a prophet of God, let sin get into his life to a point where he was running away from God. And it was affecting those around him. Look at verse 7 with me again in Jonah chapter 1. And they said, everyone to his fellow, come and let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. These guys are knowing, wanting to know why they're about to die. What is going on in our lives or somebody else's life on this ship that is causing us to be about to perish? And look at what it says. And so they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. So what was the reason the ship was about to go down?
Jonah.
See, when we sin and we don't follow God the way we're supposed to do, it impacts others around us, right? Yes? Growing up, my dad was a pastor. And I was in church all the time. I went to church and I would fit in perfectly to that world. And then I'd go to school and I could fit in there and do those things too. I could play the game. I could turn that church switch off and on. I could be the good kid in church, but then be the cool kid in school. And I had a friend of mine, my best friend. We played on the basketball team together and we went to church together. And we weren't living the way we were supposed to live. I heard every single week and every day, because my dad was a pastor, so we talked about the things of God, how I was supposed to live my life and how important it was to live for God. But I didn't care about that because I was having too much fun doing other things. And my friend one day, he came up to me and he said, you know what, man? He said, we go and we hear from the Bible what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to live our lives. But yet then we go out Monday morning and we do the complete opposite. And what do you think I said to him? You think I said, you're right? We should change our, we should do the right thing. I wish I would have said that looking back. But I was so blinded by my sin that I didn't see that I was impacting his life as well. The decisions I made, he followed along with. And my friend, last I heard, was somewhere up in the New York area. He was homeless, far away from God, addicted to drugs. Now I know God is in control, right? He's in control of all things. Everything happens according to His will. When we make godly decisions, you can influence a person to your left and to your right, seeing you make those decisions, making that right choice, saying, I am going to do what's right. Why? Look at that verse over there. What does that verse say? I love that verse. I have to tell myself that verse every single day. And I have to pray that God will allow me by His grace to live that out. Turn with me to Romans. See, Jonah was so caught up in his sin that he was blinded by those he was impacting around him. He didn't care. And in Romans, we see that there's many believers in the same situation. Romans chapter 13, verse 11. There's many Christians like Jonah. Many of those who have put their faith in Christ. That are like Jonah. Romans 13, verse 11. And that knowing the time, that tomorrow it is high time to awake out of sleep. Was everybody following along?
Yes.
Yeah? Did I say all the right words?
No?
Let's try again. And that knowing the time, that when I feel like it, it is high time to awake out of sleep. No? Can you guys help me this time when I read it? All right. And that... The time that All right, that's good, that's good, that's good. Perfect, awesome. So when is the time to awake out of sleep? In the morning? Every morning when we wake up. Now, right? It's not saying later. It's not saying tomorrow. That now is the time for us to wake up. Let's keep reading. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. We need to examine our lives by the Word of God. We need to live our lives by the Word of God. We need to daily die to our sinful desires and cast them off, right? Do we have any fisher people? I would say fishermen, but that's not politically correct, I guess. Who likes to fish? All right. When you cast, do you cast to go 2 feet in front of you?
No.
No? 3 feet?
No.
You want it to go pretty far, right?
Yes.
20 yards? You want it to get to a place where you can't reach it, right?
20 milliseconds.
So it's saying here to cast off the works of darkness, to get rid of those things in our lives that are sin, that are keeping us apart from God, and then do what? To put on the armor of light. To put on Christ, to put on the things that are godly, to live out His words, to do that verse. Everything that we do to the glory of God. Verse 14 in the same chapter. It says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. What is our focus this morning is missions, right? What has God told us to do? Obey. As far as missions, what has God told us to do? Starts with a G, ends with an O. Nobody?
Go.
Go. Good job. Oh. Go. To go, right? But what keeps us from going sometimes? What keeps us back from telling others about Christ? Am I the only missionary in this room?
No.
No. Who else is a missionary? All of those who have put their faith in Christ, right? If you have put your faith in Christ, you have the responsibility. God has commanded you to go. See, we all impact people in different areas. You guys might not be called to go to Italy. But you know what? I might not be called to go to Fayetteville. In your schools, in your families, you guys can impact people that I can't. And we all work together to get the gospel to everybody, right? But we have to make sure we're not like Jonah, fast asleep in our sin, while the world around us is dying. All right, we're going to go ahead and pray. We have a few minutes and we can open it up to questions. All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for the challenge this morning, God, to examine our lives. Lord, to make sure there's nothing keeping us from following after you, Lord, from glorifying you with our lives, God, that we will continue daily, God, as we struggle with sin. God, that you will give us the grace and the power to overcome. Lord, that you would get the glory out of our lives, God, and that we can spread your glory around this world. God, we love you and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So is it okay a few minutes to do questions? Any questions about Italy or missions?
No.
How do I say pepperoni in Italian? In Italian, pepperoni is a word. So it means peppers. There is no pepperoni. Pepperoni doesn't exist. It's salami. That's what you said. If you want something close. How long have I been a missionary? We've only been to Italy just a couple times. We're trying to get to the point where we can go. So we're at churches like Berean telling them about Italy and sharing our desire to go over there. So we're raising support to get there.
What does cheese mean in Italy?
Cheese?
Uh-huh.
It's formaggia.
Maggio.
Something like that. I'm still working on my Italian. Here, let me teach you some Italian, okay?
Yeah.
Now, this you only say to your mother or your sister, or you can say this to your father too, okay? So, how do you say hello? Ciao. Ciao. All right, so if you want to go to your mom, your grandma, your aunt, your sister, or your teacher, that's a female, you say, ciao, Bella. What does Bella mean? Bella? Beautiful. So you go up to your mom and say, hello, beautiful. And if you want to go to your dad, this is what you say. You don't say Bella, you say Bello, so that means handsome. Yeah. All right, so the question, any other questions? We got a few more minutes. Yes. That's just the way they do it. Some people like it, tomato sauce there, and some people don't. Yes, sir. Which city did we stay in last? Before this city, we were in Savannah, Georgia. In Italy? In Rome. Yes. That's a good question. I'll get back to you. Yes, sir.
How much does the Catholic Church give you off missionary to heart?
Not really. No, because the impact of what we're doing there has been so small that the Catholic Church, they have bigger fish to fry in their mind. Right now, they're buddy-buddy with the Islamic world, so they're dealing with that and building relationships there. So us, no, I don't care about it. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have like a home that you stay in, or do you just go everywhere?
I go everywhere, and also, I live in my, listen, this is sad. I live in my parents' basement. Is that sad? Yeah. So my home away from home is my parents' basement because we had to sell everything to get on the road. So we don't. So when we're not on the road, we live with my parents until we can get to Italy and get a place to live. Who have I not called on yet? Yes, sir. Have I been anywhere else instead of Italy? I have been to Korea, Japan, China, Colombia, South America, Mexico, and Canada. Is she? It is a couple more questions up top. One more time. Am I going to be a missionary to Puerto Rico? If God calls me sometime later in my life to be a missionary to Puerto Rico, then I will go to Puerto Rico. But for now, I'm going to Italy. Yes, ma'am. Can I speak Korean or Chinese? I could try to speak Korean, but it would be very badly, and I can't speak any Chinese. Yes. Chocolate in any language? Yes. But I messed that one up, too. I'm still working on my Italian. It's embarrassing to speak Italian right now because I'm building foundation. I speak like a two-year-old, so it's kind of sad. Yes, ma'am. Huh? Do I like Italy? Yes. I love Italy. One more? Yes, sir. All right, let's go. We have one more question, then we'll be done, all right? One more question. Yes, sir. One more time. What did he say? Was I good at basketball?
No.
I wasn't Michael Jordan. All right. Thank you guys so much. You guys were awesome. I appreciate the time. All right, Mr. Whiting, why don't you come up here, sir, and take over and dismiss as you see fit. Thank you for your attention.
All right, fourth grade.